Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, honoring the popular book series that has inspired countless readers. The day emphasizes the power of storytelling to provide comfort, motivation, and connection. Whether you're a long-term fan or just discovering these heartwarming tales, we're thrilled to share the joy and positivity of connecting with our experiences. So grab a cozy seat and let's explore the warmth that these stories bring to our lives.
I remember my first time.
Wait, where are we going?
Picking up this book because I was like, what? That's such a silly title. And it just was so heartwarming and so sweet and so positive. I hadn't encountered anything like it up to that point. It was impactful. Yeah. I remember feeling like it was comforting, right? Which makes sense. Chicken soup for the soul. I love that. I still to this day eat chicken soup when I'm not feeling well.
I mean, it's a requirement, I feel.
I just do it. Yeah. Super comforting. I'm excited about this because it also ties into storytelling and how, well, there's so many things I want to say about it. We're going to get to it, explorers. I'm a little bit jumping the gun because I'm excited.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the legacy of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen created the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Their idea was to compile uplifting and motivational stories that could inspire and comfort readers. They envisioned a book filled with stories that shared real life experiences of struggle, resilience, and kindness.
I love that all three of those are in a story because we need to have a challenge to overcome the challenge, see the resilience, but then the kindness the kindness factor is not necessarily expected or demanded in a hero's journey kind of a story.
You talk about overcoming the struggle and learning from that, but not necessarily about the kindness piece of it.
That's nice. That's awesome.
The first book in the series captivated audiences, featuring a collection of tales contributed by various authors and everyday people. Its heartwarming messages struck a chord, leading to widespread popularity and numerous sequels. Y'all, it's a lot of books.
Oh, gosh. There must be like 20. It's a chicken soup dynasty.
And when I was looking this up, you know they got pet food now?
Oh, stop it.
Pet food.
Stop it.
Chicken soup for the soul pet food.
Oh, wow.
Since its inception, Chicken Soup for the Soul has sold millions of copies worldwide and has become synonymous with motivational literature, touching countless lives with its powerful messages. I remember reading my first Chicken Soup. I don't know if it was the first book, but reading my first one, I remember that feeling. I can see little Tara over there reading, getting inspired.
Inspired. And probably if I picked it up right now, I might be a little cynical. I might be a little like, oh, that's so sweet, but is that real? I do think there's a poignant inspiration. And there's a level of very realness to it that I think really appeals to people and speaks to people. What year was the first one? Do we have
93.
That? No, it was before that.
No.
Really?
That's what it says.
I thought it was in the 80s.
I wanted to discuss the power of storytelling. Storytelling's impact on our lives and well-being.
Yes.
Which you were hinting at.
Yes.
A little bit.
There is so much power in storytelling and so many cultures that use storytelling for various reasons. Let's dig into that.
Storytelling profoundly impacts our lives, influencing our emotions, shaping our beliefs, and providing connections to others. It is also a powerful communication tool, helping us share experiences, impart wisdom, and foster empathy.
In today's fast-paced world, stories create a sense of belonging and understanding, allowing us to navigate the complexities of the human experience a little bit easier.
Storytelling brings people together. It bonds people. It creates a sense of community. There are places that still host live storytelling, and it's a real knack to be engaging, right? Like a really good beat poet or speaker. You have to be in the moment with the story, also have it memorized, but not stiffly, right?
Yeah.
And be embellishing, and has to be engaging and probably a little funny and
reading
poignant.
Your audience.
There's so many aspects to it. It's really an art. It's an art form. Good storytelling.
So when you said cultures that still, like, what came to mind that use storytelling as a central medium?
I was really thinking about the indigenous people of North, Central, South America. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are a lot of cultures, and in Africa as well, where that tribal culture, storytelling is a vital part. It's how we teach the youth. It's how we preserve our history. It's how we communicate our values and morals as a community. There's just so many beautiful facets of a culture that are imparted by usually elders. I just picture everybody sitting around a fire or in a day circle and someone coming forth and
telling a story
that is part truth-based and part symbolic. I feel like that's usually a nice mixture of this actually happened, and then this is what the meaning we gave it. Both of those things meld together in a really good story.
So in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, there are central themes that serve as reminders for what truly matters. Not only are the stories uplifting, but reading these stories can be a source of comfort during tough times, reinforcing the idea that we are not alone in our challenges.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of why we do this podcast too, right? We want people to feel that, like, these
are we storytellers?
We are, yeah, in some ways, because there's different ways to tell. You can tell a story through a song. You can tell a story through speaking, the oral tradition. You can tell a story through music, through rhythm, through drumming, through pictures. There's so many ways you can tell a story. I think podcasting is storytelling, and we are establishing connection with each other and with our explorers, but also helping people to feel like they are not alone in this human experience, in the challenges and in the joys and in all the pieces.
We got to put that in our bio.
Oh, now we're
not podcasters, we're storytellers.
I love that.
I also wanted to dive into those core values I mentioned earlier for the Chicken Soup for the Soul brand.
Yes.
First, being resilience.
I love that.
The brand highlights stories of individuals who have triumphed over adversity, inspiring us to stay strong and hopeful. If you haven't had a chance to listen to our podcast on hope or resilience,
or the most recent Hope and Faith,
all right. I feel like why we are so drawn to this series is because their core values line up beautifully with what we feel and believe and how we live.
Yes, agreed. Maybe it's because we read those books.
I don't know. And on that, we are part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul community, another core value of the brand. The books endorse connection and belonging, and the brand itself values the importance of relationships and support networks that help us navigate life's ups and downs. Shameless plug. If you haven't heard,
I love it.
Our episode on community, your tribe and your people, and the beauty that comes from that. Maybe go back and give a listen to that one. The other core value that is central to this brand is kindness.
That resonates for us as well, of course.
Emphasizing the importance of compassion. Get an episode on that. And generosity towards others, promoting acts of kindness that can create positive change in the world. We should just go back and revisit our brand values and see. Like, I don't think we call out resilience specifically.
Right, Right.
But community right. and kindness and joy and love.
It's all in there. We talk about perseverance or courage. Mm. It's all in there, which feels really good. If you got to be aligned with something.
Yeah.
Chicken soup for the soul feels like it might be a good one.
What about stories that heal? The art of storytelling as a healing tool?
Well, first of all, I think that anytime we're gathering and listening to a story, there's a point to the story that's meant to help someone, mm-hmm. one of the listeners maybe that are going through the issue, to support them in that way, to help them to know it will get better. So I think that sense of community and support that you feel when you're hearing a story about somebody who survived and thrived after a particular challenge. Mm-hmm. I also just think the act of sitting and listening to a story feels very comforting and healing. Just that's the idea of sitting and listening and taking it in, not running around, not being on the computer, just sitting and listening. Mm. I hope we haven't lost that skill as the human race.
At its core, storytelling allows us to express our emotions, share our experiences, and connect with others on a deep level. In the art of storytelling, we move beyond the surface, especially when we're telling our personal narratives, things and experiences that we've gone through. So there's a certain level of vulnerability.
Yes.
That I feel like fuels that connection.
Because that's deep. That's deep truth. Mm-hmm. And that fosters connection. Something lighting up in the other person, like, yeah, I felt that. I get that. And it also inspires compassion mm-hmm. for the other person.
Yeah.
I've been through that. That's challenging. I also think of songwriting, song telling as storytelling, right? Because that is such a 3 to 5 minute processing of emotion, but that it's sort of a microcosm of maybe a larger storytelling episode. Mm-hmm. But it can still emote, it can still process, share, heal, and inspire.
Yeah, by articulating our stories through spoken word or melodies. Mm-hmm. We're not just like processing our own feelings, but listeners also can identify and process their feelings. Because I, you know how I am about music. And it's like, if I need a song to let me feel sad and angry for a moment, then I'm going to play the song.
It helps move that stuck energy or big emotion. Sometimes if you're just sitting with it by yourself, you're like, oh, this is far too big. When I arrived tonight, I was like, oh, this is too big. I don't even know what this is. But I was able to get to the crux of what was happening because I was sharing that story with you. So there's so many levels of healing, I think. There's so many ways that storytelling can be healing. But definitely processing emotions is huge.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down also emotional catharsis.
Yes.
Reading about or hearing others' journeys can provide emotional catharsis. This shared vulnerability encourages reflection on our lives and challenges, which often leads to personal insights and personal growth.
Right. When even within a movie, but if you hear someone telling or acting out a story that resonates, you can process it along with the image or the art. You can attach to that and sort of process it.
Oh, I love now you've expanded it to movies, and I'm goosebumping a little bit because I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're going through something and you watch a feel good or a heart string pulling movie, or you come out feeling lighter, it's like a subconscious processing, like, I'm connecting or identifying with this character. And look, I mean, it didn't quite turn out the way they wanted to, but they're okay.
But they're okay. Yeah. I definitely think that's possible in art forms, for sure.
Ooh.
I love that you said below the radar, too, because you're like, I don't know. I feel better. I don't even know why. Or, like, there'll be something in something I'm watching, and I just start bawling. I'm like, what did that touch on? Sometimes I don't even know exactly, but it's processing something. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And on that, life lessons. We can also heal by reflecting on the lessons that people learn from their experiences, be it about perseverance or the importance of friendship. Mm. These guiding principles, we can take and apply to our own lives.
Those are teachable moments. As you said, an aha moment.
Yeah.
Whatever you heard or read or saw, all of a sudden you're thinking about your life and your perspective in a new way. Or you're thinking, oh, wow, I never thought about this situation that way. Mm-hmm. You can turn something on its ear, so to speak, flip it, invert it, and get a new perspective on it.
And then also how stories heal. They provide inspiration during tough times. Uplifting narratives provide us in reassurance. They remind us that healing and resilience are possible and encourages us to keep moving forward.
I don't even want to say anything after that. Exactly. And I think that's why I'm so drawn to movies and books depicting that, because who doesn't want to hear, see, and feel an example of somebody meeting a challenge, working through it, and coming out the other side better, wiser, smarter, deeper, more thoughtful?
I think that goes not just for now I'm reading more fiction, bringing that back around, but the stories that feel real, like I can see myself in this character. And also memoirs. We see this celebrity or whatever, and they have this big, beautiful life that we imagine.
Right.
And you're like, oh, you went through a few things.
And oh, you also have to do laundry? Like, whatever.
I mean, laundrist. Unrelated to the power I need. It's so much. And I don't do it. Like, I used to do it once a week, and now I'm just like, ugh. But yes, just knowing that they also are part of this beautiful human experience.
This beautiful, messy, perfect, imperfect human experience. Mm-hmm. We attach those ideals and we put people on pedestals and we think, oh, well, your life must be perfect. Your life is easy. First of all, committing to that kind of life, artistic life, and being in the public eye,
that's so
no
scary.
Thank you. I think
so
that's
scary.
Why I'm like, no, I don't actually want to do that part of it.
Can we just do what we do, but also still be
obscure? We still be like low-key,
just random regular people. That'd be great. I also love how the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, 9 million books later, have just really harnessed the power of stories and the ability to inspire and heal. I can't think of like all of the stories that I've read. Like, there are some really, really heavy life things that happen. Mm. And then in the movies that we watch, they don't always turn out the way that we want or the way the writer expects. It's good. It's all, like you said, messy.
But that's life, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anything that you read, see, or listen to that touches something in you, inspires, educates, or just really honestly helps you feel something that maybe is not as easy to feel if you didn't have that art inspiring it. I think that's cathartic, to use the word again. It's so healing. It's so valuable. It's another reason why I think the arts are so valuable. I could talk about that all day. There has to be an emphasis on the arts in our culture.
Period.
End of sentence. Exactly. Because it's doing so much more.
Oh,
it's not just entertaining. There's so much happening on so many levels with art. There is the level of joy and just sheer movement and big feelings that come with it. But there are other things that are happening. That's what I love about
it. It is so beneficial.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I'm gonna make you pick now.
Uh-oh.
This song. I'm gonna make you pick. Speaking of movement and energy and catharsis. I feel like you need something.
I'm going to pick EOE. I'm gonna. You know why I'm picking this song? It holds such a beautiful memory for me of our daughters, of our children.
The colors and the babies on the stage.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I hear this on the radio, that is the picture that I see. They're on the stage at the Performing Arts Center with their little prop, and they're acting this out, and it's just like, oh, I can't. I can't take it. This song feels uplifting. There's just an element of you just kind of can't help but smile. So here we go. Best Day of My Life by American Authors.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Well, that was super uplifting. How can you not listen to "This is gonna be the best day of my life" and think this day sucks?
It might have been before this song played.
I love it. So good.
Okay, explorers, it's time for our question of the day.
Here it comes.
Might break Karen a little bit, but
might break me just a bit.
All right, today's question.
I'm ready. So ready. Am I though? I don't think I am.
Yeah, okay. It'll be fine.
Okay.
How do the stories of resilience and kindness in Chicken Soup for the Soul mirror your own experiences?
You are definitely going to go first because I'm going back through the Rolodex. Yeah.
For me, knowing that the writers or the storytellers face hardships, loss, and personal struggles, like, they still find strength through their connections with others. Their stories remind me that I'm not alone in my challenges and that if I reach out for support, that can be transformative.
Oh, I love that.
Friendship helps foster my resilience and reminds me to lean into kindness.
I love that. That's great. That's a beautiful expression of it, and not at all how I would have thought about it or said it, which is what I love. Because yeah. I love that is how you're thinking about it. For me, the stories emulate the power of the human spirit. They show real life examples of people who've been through it and not only made it, but did it with grace, ooh, finesse, and compassion. That's the thing, the kindness, that piece of it. They have possibly been through something very, very difficult. And I feel like those stories really come from a place of love. And that's what sets it apart. There's this connection to love and support and community that fosters understanding, compassion, and kindness, and are just so dang inspirational.
I like how we went like two different ways.
You really dug into the resilience and the community and how that mirrors, connects you. Yeah, I love it.
All right. Chicken Soup for the Soul Day reminds us that storytelling is not just about entertaining. It's about healing and connecting us through shared experiences.
It's the sharing. It's the sharing.
It's the act of sharing. Sharing
is caring. It is. Yes. Like the corniest quote of all time, but it's so, there's a reason why it's a quote. Sharing.
There's so much truth.
When you share a story, it lifts the burden from one to many or to four or five, depending on who you're sharing it with. It's intimate and vulnerable, but in the act of sharing, you are saying to these people, I trust you, I love you, I want you to know about this because it's meaningful and important to me, and I need and want your support.
Ooh,
it's such a beautiful connector.
We are reminded that we are not alone, no matter how challenging life gets. The next time you face a challenge, consider how sharing your story or connecting with the stories of others can provide the support you need. I think
you
appropriate.
You had to quote the book.
I feel like it would not be appropriate.
It would not.
So, again, Chicken Soup for the Soul Day invites us to acknowledge and appreciate stories nourishing our souls like a warm bowl of chicken soup. Today's quote is from Jack Canfield.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I can't wait to hear it.
Jack said, "The truth is that our well-being is dependent on our giving love. It is not about what comes back. It is about what goes out."
Oh. Drop the mic, Jack. Wow, that was so well said. I'm not even going to muddy it up with anything else.
Cheers, good night.
Nice to know you. That was great.
Explorers, thank you so much for joining us today. If you found this episode uplifting, we encourage you to share it with your friends or family who might benefit from a little extra motivation. Keep sharing your stories. Keep uplifting each other. And remember that connection and compassion transform lives.
Yes. And also remember, sharing is caring, baby. Share your story, share your woes, share your inspiration, share your vulnerability, share your resilience, share your kindness and compassion.
Ooh.
I'm so glad you joined us here for this episode, Explorers. We love you so much. Thanks for being here and take good care.
thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.